Agricultural information on WILL is made possible with support from ADM. ADM thanks America's farmers because everything they do starts with you.
Now we go to the opening commodity market report. Here is AM 580 and Illinois Public Media's Director of Agricultural Programming, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Tuesday morning in Kansas City. July wheat open at 662, up 9 1/4. September 674, up 10 1/2 at the Chicago Board of Trade. July wheat open at 606, up 8 on the open. September 635 1/4, up 9 1/4. July corn open at 440, up 4 on the open. September 449 1/2, up 4 3/4. December 462 1/2, up 4 1/2. March 475 1/2, up 6 1/4. May 483, up 6 1/4 on the open. July soybeans opened at 1241, up 8 1/2 on the open. August 1174, up 7 1/2. September 1107, up 11. November 1162, up 10 1/4. January 1069, up 10 1/2. March 1065, up 9 1/2 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 405.50, up 380 on the open. July soybean oil opened at 39.58, up 18 on the open. August 39.67, up 15. June live cattle opened at 79.70, up 27 1/2 on the open. August feeders opened at 96, up 15 on the open. June lean hogs open at 57.85, up 27 1/2 on the open. And July bellies open at 61.75, down 15 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 87.42, down 21. NASDAQ at 18.47, it is up 5. And the S&P 500 at 9.37 is down 1.5 points. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Why, good morning, Dave.
Thus far, an inside day to the trading day.
Well, you know, we've got a big report coming out tomorrow. We're putting back what we took off yesterday. It's a turnaround Tuesday sort of atmosphere. The crude oil seems to have found some strength, and the dollar seems to have found some weakness. So, you know, that's mainly what we're trading today in somewhat light trade, just having seen everything get everybody gets sort of on the side of the market they want to be on looking towards tomorrow.
A big report tomorrow, you say. How big is it?
How big is it? Well, we'll see when the numbers come out and see if they're much different than what everybody's anticipating. That could turn out to be a very big report, Dave, if we would see the government cut back on yields like they did last year at this point in time for the lateness in planting, for some of the poor planting conditions and what along in this corn crop, because that's one of the things we're really going to be looking at is what the carryout will be for the corn crop we're putting in the ground or have put in the ground and are still trying to put the last 3% in.
Yeah, you talk about the yields. I think last June in the report we saw a 5 bushel per acre drop in the yield, but that was a more across the Corn Belt issue with the planting. This year the planting problems are more into the Eastern Corn Belt than overall. Do you think that we would see a 2 to 3 bushel drop?
I think a 2 bushel drop is should definitely be there because of some of the areas and the amount of areas in the good corn growing states, being Indiana, Illinois, and Ohio there. Mm-hmm. So I think that should be there. Will they go the farther part? That's the part of whether it's a big report or not tomorrow, Dave.
We're beginning to pick up that there might be a reduction in bean yield. What do you think?
Well, there easily could. I mean, you know, we looked and we. The areas that aren't planted in beans were the ones that got rain again in our mm-hmm. forecast for some rain the rest of this week. So, you know, we're going to be off into the third week of June here before a lot of these beans do get in the ground. We do have lots of good hopes for some areas, but, you know, we were talking to one of the seed corn dealers in Clay City yesterday. He was taking returns, had two semi-loads of seed corn return, and got one load of seed beans in, and it was out in less than 4 hours, and he's waiting on a second load. So we're going to see some switch over to beans in that area for sure.
It's no secret that everybody will first look at old bean crop ending stocks estimates. And I guess the key to this number is, what do you think that the trade is currently trading at?
Well, I think nobody really expects the government to go under 100 million as far as that goes. You know, and it's a differential between where we were at last month and how close to 100 we can get to is what it's really going to be looking at. So I'm going to say probably in the, you know, the 110 bracket.
Well, if but so you're saying the trade mindset is that, are they trading flat price at 110 right now, do you think?
Yes.
Okay, so that means a number less than 110 on the report would be bullish to mildly bullish,
yes,
depending on how low it is.
Right.
Okay. A number that I want to take a look at, a very hard look at on the reports, though, Wayne, is 2009-2010 exports for U.S. What do you think USDA might do with that number?
That's a big question. Can we rely on China to stay in this market as hard as they have the last 2 years? Or will they have actually built up their reserve and not need near as many bushels? And that is going to be the big question mark out there on what they do with it. So I, along with you, really don't know how to look at that number.
Because if USDA is thinking that exports are going to be more than this year at 1.260, how do they get to that number if Argentina has anywhere near a normal crop?
I don't know.
In other words, Argentina
has a normal crop and Brazil has a normal crop, we would be very, very hard pressed to hold our market share from the Asian market on that, Dave. And I think that also we have to look and see hog prices have been terrible. Chicken egg sets have been down as far as chickens using and needing this for some of the things along the way. And along the way, so we are looking at feed usage being down in the U.S. plus in different countries. So, you know, the need for a meal would be decreasing somewhat unless we see some sort of real turnaround in this hog market.
So it could be that when we look at that report and we actually think about demand, that number might ultimately be 90 or 100 million bushels too large.
You mean the usage number?
On the usage number.
Oh, very much so, Dave. Mm-hmm. I mean, as we look at it here, you know, if we look at 97% of the corn being planted, number one, that still leaves 2.5 million acres of corn to be planted to get up to our government assessment. And we think there's a good chance that a part of that is going to go to beans, number one. And we think that out of our phantom acres, we could have also maybe put 1 million acres into the bean crop also. So we are not, and with the usage maybe for next year being a little high, figured in the long run, we think that we'll be at a lower price than where we're at today come this fall on the beans.
All right. We put some lines in the sand on the technical charts. In December corn, we put it, I think, around 453, which was last week's low. If we go under that on a settlement basis this week, what do you think it implies?
Well, I think it would imply that basically for the time period until we see the summer weather, that we've probably, you know, topped out the ideas of things for a while. But we must remember that this year is so different than most in that 90% of our decisions every morning are made on what crude oil is trading at and what the dollar is trading at rather than supply and demand. But, I mean, as far as the fundamentals go, closing under those levels would not be a good thing, Dave, at all.
And then the beans, 1040 is our benchmark. Is any reason not to think that number is still a valid benchmark to keep an eye on?
It's a valid benchmark to keep a number on, but I think that along the way we can maybe penetrate that number and it wouldn't be quite as devastating, because I think that the thought is more along the lines of watching the dollar and the crude oil to see what's happening rather than just the total fundamentals in the grains this year.
Thank you very much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in Newmarket, Indiana.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Let's go ahead and check the current tick. July wheat now trading at 662.5, up 9.75 at the Board of Trade. July wheat, 612.5, up 14.5. July corn, 443, up 8. December, 465.5, up 7.5. July beans, 1137, up 4.5. November, 1056.75. They are up 5. July soybean meal, 403.40, up 170. July soybean oil, 39.47. It is up 7. We do have that report tomorrow. You can get the numbers on your email if you go to our website, WILLAG.org, and click on the link in the right navigation window to subscribe. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.